With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Iran's foreign minister confirming that Tehran and Washington will hold talks Friday in Oman. In the meantime, President Trump sending a blunt message to Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, saying the Iranian leader should be very worried. President Trump says he has ordered the drawdown of federal officers in Minnesota and is seeking more cooperation from local jurisdictions.
That big change on immigration, 700 officers leaving Minneapolis. Did that come from you?
Yes, it did. But it didn't come from me because I just wanted to do it. We are waiting for them to release prisoners. Give us the murderers that they're holding and all of the bad people, drug dealers, all of the bad people.
That audio courtesy of NBC News with Tom Lamas. In Fulton County, Georgia, officials calling on a federal court to order the FBI to return ballots as well as other documents from the 2020 election it seized last week. FBI had searched a warehouse near Atlanta where those records had been stored, a move taken after President Trump's claims the fraud cost him a victory in Georgia. A link between wildfires and thousands of deaths, Lisa Dwyer explains.
The research shows that from 2006 to 2020, wildfire smoke contributed to an average of just over 24,000 deaths per year across the lower 48 states due to exposure to tiny particles called PM2.5. PM2.5 particles can lodge deep into the lungs and enter the bloodstream, leading to serious health issues, particularly neurological diseases. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is SRN News. Well, the National Prayer Breakfast coming up later Thursday. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
Senators Roger Marshall, a Kansas Republican, and Kirsten Gillibrand, a New York Democrat, are the official hosts of the 74th annual event. It will be held in the Kennedy Caucus Room of the U.S. Capitol and will be attended by lawmakers, faith leaders, and other special guests. The first prayer breakfast took place back in 1953 and only involved President Eisenhower and a small group of congressmen. It has grown over the years. Michael Harrington reporting.
Planned Parenthood dropping its suit against the Trump administration for cutting off Medicaid funding to its abortion providers across the U.S. Since July, Planned Parenthood's attorneys fighting to block part of President Trump's tax bill, they argued unfairly targeted their clinics. But in December, a federal appeals court ruled the administration could continue to withhold Medicaid funding. This is SRN News. From small-town weeklies to big-city dailies, the newspaper business just isn't what it used to be.
The Washington Post says a third of its staff across all departments, not just the newsroom, is being laid off. Changes announced in a Zoom meeting with staff. Newsroom personnel are told they'll get emails with one of two subject lines announcing whether the person's job has or has not been eliminated. The newspaper's books department is being closed. Its Washington area news department and editing staff will be restructured. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Minute Maid helped make orange juice a year-round morning staple in 1946 when it started shipping cans of frozen juice around the country. 80 years later, the brand's parent company halting sales of frozen juice concentrate, saying it wants to focus on fresh juices. More details, srnnews.com.